Take 21.
How you doing? All right. So I don't think we'll be on next week. And not that we're getting these uploaded in any sort of timely fashion anyhow. But Joe's going out of town, so I don't know that we'll do one. I could probably record it on my own, but I can't upload it without his help, so what's the point? Joe's going to see his family. Why don't you go see your wife's family? That'd be more fun. Because they're white. Because your family's white and your wife's isn't. What, I gotta spell it out for you? You're gonna drive out there to Vanilla Village to do what? Listen to your dad talk about his gout? That sounds like a blast. No, go to your wife's side of the family. Flirt with your hot niece. Is that why I don't get invited to Thanksgiving anymore? She's 18, right? She's not? I should have been told that then. She's very attractive. So Thanksgiving starts the holiday season, and this is the time of year that I get a lot of depressing emails from people. Hang in there, everybody. And I'm not saying, you feel free to send me the emails. I know it's rough, man. I love Christmas, but the holidays don't love me. Every time, I've had some rough ones. Okay, so, yeah, send me the emails. We can swap sob stories, but just don't do anything stupid out. Don't do anything permanent. All right? It'll all be over soon, and everybody will be as miserable as we are again. But I'm going to give you three specific reasons not to end it all. Even though I know, believe me, I know how bad it can get on one season. I gave Chris all my guns. I told him to hold on to them. I did this like Thanksgiving because I felt it coming on. You're going to hold on to these for a while, all right? Here's some reasons why. Just the sheer notion that you're miserable means you can think, right? Like, dumb people are always happy. Yeah, because they're too dumb to realize how miserable everything is. We envy that. Ignorance is bliss. I envy the dumb. I really do. They seem to have it all worked out. They just don't bother thinking about things any deeper than happy. They don't think about problems they can't solve. But us thinkers, we're miserable oftentimes. But there aren't enough of us. We can't afford to lose anyone that thinks. So for that reason alone, just hang in there. We need you. Two, you killing yourself. You're just helping all the people who weren't there for you. And I think about this a lot, what my funeral will be. Your funeral is just going to be a big circle jerk stroke fest for all the people who didn't really give a rat's ass and weren't really there for you in any sort of facet or useful capacity to cry and pretend they're sad and pretend they gave a damn and blah, 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 even though they didn't, they never weren't actually around, and they did give a damn, they would have been around, right? Would have figured something out, checked up on you, right? So it's just, you're just giving them an excuse to, feel good and feel interesting for a day. You're just going to make their lives more interesting and allow them to, be self-serving. So for that reason alone, don't. You don't want to give them that, do you? And third, remember what the season's about, right? Who was born? It's about who was born. And whether you want to believe not, you want to believe he's the Son of God, we can all pretty much agree on certain historical things. He came here and tried to help and as his reward got put down in a really horrible fashion. Right? A story we hear often. He tried to help, and he got it really bad in the end for trying to help. My point being, worse things have happened to better people than you and me. So, no matter how bad you feel right now, unless you look out your window and there's a bunch of Romans hanging around with hammers, just hang in there. So there's three reasons there to keep going. The holidays will be over soon. We'll keep doing these podcasts, even though if you can't get Kempo on here, we're going to be done with these soon. This is supposed to be the Kempo show. I've got other things to do. Because she can do... Here's the thing. She can do all this by herself and not do any research, you know, not dig into any news. Once these people move out downstairs, I'm not going to have anything to bitch about. I've been gliding by on just pure hatred of the people below me. That's going to end soon, and then what do I got? Then I got to go and do research and find news articles and shit again. I don't got time to do that. I got a cartoon to make. But we'll at least keep doing this through the holidays. So you read the blogs, come on here, listen to my miserable life, just hang in there. And I got homework for you all. Because there's a movie that doesn't get the credit it deserves, and it's called It's a Wonderful Life. Now, I realize it's absurd for me to say something doesn't get the credit it deserves when it's on 100 times between now and Christmas. But listen to me. Your homework is to go watch this movie again, but watch it with a different eye. Watch it with the eye that I think it was intended to be made, watched with. It's really not a goofy holiday movie. People watch this movie on such a superficial level. It's really... A study, a case study, in somebody getting pushed to suicide. That's really what the whole point. The whole point of the first half of the movie is you're just watching George Bailey get fucked over and over and over again. Life just keeps fucking George every step of the way. I mean, there's nobody who's listening to this podcast right now who reads my comic books who can't relate to that scene where he goes in there and just trashes his office, has a conniption, just kicks the crap out of his desk while his kids are watching and crying. Just goes in there and has a conniption, just smashes everything he's been working on, and then sort of, you know, composes himself, apologizes, leaves, and goes and jumps off a bridge. There isn't anybody who shouldn't be able to relate to that. You know, and that's the movie that I see. It's not this goofy holiday thing. Watch it again in a non-superficial level. And even the ending, it doesn't really have a happy ending, I don't think. Nothing changes for George. I mean, he gets out of the immediate problem, but his life doesn't change. He just sort of, he gets driven insane in the beginning of the movie, and then... the angel comes and drives him insane in the other direction. He should still be miserable. He's just been, you know, he's just had another psychotic episode that's changed him in the other way, to just look at everything as good. And there's that movie is full of great lines, too. Like, when that angel... I'm sure you've seen it, but if you had it, his angel, sort of this chubby older guy, sort of disheveled looking, and he tells George he's his guardian angel. George looks him over and goes, "Yeah, you look like about the kind of an angel I'd get." It's better in the context of the movie, but watch it again. It's a great movie. It's not, you know, this trippy syrupy thing. It doesn't get the credit it deserves. That's your homework. Go watch it. We're done now. We got a little bonus section there, because we won't be here next week. So, thanks for listening. And in the meantime, think. Never find a way.